Spirit Radio Podcasts.
So, are you guys ready to get fit for summer? I know I am. It's Jackie here at Spirit Radio. And, you know, it's the time of year, isn't it? With weather improving and longer evenings. Many of you are probably more motivated now to get a little bit fitter without necessarily having to spend a lot of time at the gym. I know my hand is up. I love that. And I have fitness instructor and teacher Sheila O'Sullivan on the line now, who has lots of practical tips and ideas to help us. Sheila, good morning. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you, Jackie. Good morning.
Yeah, it is so good to touch base with you because, can you just define the different aspects of fitness? What does that mean when we say fit?
Well, here's the deal, because we think that, you know, the overall fitness is far better. It's like a oneness of fitness. So, but it's really good to break it down into components, so such as cardiovascular fitness. So everybody kind of knows, okay, that's my heart, lung thing fitness. It's like when I'm going up a hill and I'm panting, I'm like, okay, oh, I'm getting tired, I'm not so fit. So people have a connection with their heart, lung, systemic fitness. So we need to have that for not just like energy and doing things, but also for health, because our heart needs to be exercised. So that's one aspect. The other is muscular strength and endurance. And I've asked myself the question once, if I was in jail and I was asked which exercise would you like to do, cardio or strength, I would vote for strength and endurance.
Why?
My muscles need strength, but I will always, I will get cardio when I'm doing strength training. So if I had to choose, so both is great. So we both need both and interlink them as well if we can. So that's the other one. And the third one, I just put three, cardio, muscular strength, endurance. And the third one I just add in terms of a component is mobility, flexibility, which is like the ability for your muscles to stretch and to have good mobility around your joints. So they're kind of sort of different, but they're similar as well. So there are the three basic components of fitness that we need to have in our daily life.
We need to be looking out for those three things. If someone's listening right now at home this morning, how are they able to measure at what level of fitness they are? You're like, I've lost a lot of weight recently during this last lockdown. I got really focused and I decided to make an improvement on my health. I've lost just about 50 pounds now, but I'm not exercising and I don't feel fit even though I've lost the weight. How do we know that we need the fitness?
Well, this is where it becomes a very individual, tailored thing. So you can go to the gym and your personal trainer or your fitness instructor can do some fitness tests with you. So they can do a step test for 3 minutes and take your heart rate after it. Or they can do a 12-minute run with you. Or so there's levels of measurement of your cardio through these tests. But you can have kind of do your own tests. So, for example, with the kids at school when I was teaching PE, we would start out and we'd do a 3-minute run. And then the next week, we do 6 minutes, 9 minutes, 12 minutes. Now, they could run in between. I build it up. So I did myself because I wasn't very running fit. So I built up my fitness that way because I had a motivation. So it's increasing your time and increasing your rep. So I would think at home, you know, you could create your own step test. You can use a basic step or, you know, something you can step up and down and do a minute, do 3 minutes, and take your heart rate and just listen to your body. So give yourself some incentives to increase your time, increase your reps. So running is a no-brainer. I'm going to possibly go out later, and I've just started to run again. So I did a 12-minute the other day, so I might do 15 minutes a day. So, but I'm not going to put myself under pressure. I'm just going to enjoy it, you know? So that's one way of the cardio. The strength would be things, something like a press-up for your upper body strength. And another important strength area is your abdominals. Another important is your leg strength. So squats and lunges, press-ups and abdominal work. So they're little, once you know the exercises, you can start off with a simple box press-up and just give yourself, let's see, how many can I do? Warm up first and just dip your head and chest down towards the floor with your butt in the air and on your knees. So just do simple press-ups and do 10 reps or 20 reps and see
so
how you do.
I suppose the idea is just to start and to be consistent, right? Yeah. I mean, that's how you get fitter.
Absolutely. And the joy then comes when, it's especially when you have something that you can measure against. It's always good.
Keep it simple and just doable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I had a friend during lockdown, and she's an American friend of mine down in Kerry, and she basically found exercise very tough because she's pelvic areas, and exercise was painful for her, so she had to not exercise very much. But she started to walk a little bit more, and then she built up to 10,000 steps a day, and she was doing it in the house. and she felt so much better. But she was surprised that walking didn't cause as much pain as she expected
there you go.
It to.
And I know. We build it up in our head, don't we? We really build it up. Oh, I can't do this, and it's going to be sore, and whatever. You know, I think we build it up in our head a little bit, and we just need to actually just do small, something doable. Yeah. Tell me, Sheila, finally, just really brief, what are the benefits of being fitter?
Well, in terms of, I was just thinking the biblical reasons, you know, in John 3, it says, I pray that you would prosper in health as your soul and your spirit prospers. There's something amazing about being physically fit, as fit as you can be within where you're at in your life, your age, your gender, or whatever. You feel better. So therefore, your whole mind gets transformed. Mm. You know that verse in Romans 12, you know, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you're releasing some endorphins by going out for a walk on the beach, which I did the other day, and the wind was blowing, and I was with my friend, and we were running after a dog. You know, it was like, you know, you were getting some sort of, like, you had to push against the wind. Your endorphins were released. And then your thinking can be applied to Scripture. Just focus on the good things. You know, because God wants us to think good thoughts. He wants us to be wired for love. He did wire us for love. So positive thinking, release of endorphins, health benefits, feeling good in your body, being stronger, being able to do daily tasks without being exhausted. So the fitter you are, if you invest in some hard training, you're going to be fitter for your housework. You just breeze through your housework.
Sounds
that's a really
excellent.
Good benefit of being fit, isn't
so,
it?
So true. Sheila, thank you so much this morning. It's so true. Thank you for coming on. Really do appreciate it. It's fitness trainer Sheila O'Sullivan. If you want to find out more about Sheila, because Sheila's very positive, she has a very positive mindset, and she bases her fitness on Christian principles and Scripture, you can go to her website. It's called protempo.ie. I really encourage you to do it. protempo.ie.
Spirit.
Now, I don't know if you're a person who loves books, or maybe they thought the mention of a book makes you break out in hives, but John Moriarty has some summer reading suggestions that'll make even the most reluctant readers want to take a peek. You know, it's June already, and I think, you know, planning the holidays and the sunshine, what is it without a good book? You need the good book. John Moriarty is on the line now. He runs an online bookshop called Chalk Solace, and he's going to give us some great ideas here. So, John, it's very good to have you on the show this morning.
Good to be on, Jackie. I'm a bit of a reluctant reader as well. It might surprise you that I run a bookshop.
It does, yeah.
But it's actually, since I've opened the bookshop last September, the online bookshop, chalksolace.ie, I've become more of a reader. And it's really finding books that you love. I guess with movies and stuff,
true.
But sometimes we feel that we have to go through books, even we mightn't love them, but it's getting those good books, and hopefully I'll recommend a few today to your listeners.
Well, I hope so. I'm really looking forward to this. Now, anyone who loves to read knows the thrill of opening a new book and having some time to really get into a good story. And I know you've researched books for us to read over the summer. What's the first one you have to recommend for us?
The first one is The Hiding Place by Corrie ten Boom. Now, this is a Christian classic and first published in 1972.
Love this book, by the way. This is a great book. I had my son read this book just a couple of weeks ago. How ironic. Yeah.
I'm about halfway through it myself. So it's really a classic. And if anyone doesn't know the story of Corrie ten Boom, it's going through her life through the Second World War. She's living in Haarlem in the Netherlands. And it's really showing the Christian perspective of a lady helping the Jewish people and sacrificing her own life and what she's going through in trying to rescue Jews from the Nazi regime.
Yeah, it's a brilliant book. Absolutely stunning book. I love that book. I'm so glad to see it on the list. So, such an inspiring and amazing woman and a thought-provoking read. But I believe you have a more romantic story for us as well.
That's it. The title of this is called Becoming Mrs. Lewis, and it's by Patty Callahan. Now, this is what's called historical fiction. So
I love title, historical fiction.
Some people might be aware of C.S. Lewis, the great author, and some people might know of the relationship between J.I. Davidman and C.S. Lewis. So this uses historical fact. It was a real relationship. Patty Callahan, the author, has done her research, talked to the son of J.I., Douglas Gresham, but it is fiction. You know, it is expanding on what she believes happened between the two of them, and it's just looking at the relationship between the two of them, the ups and the downs, her coming from the States to England, and them getting married as well. And we know books like C.S. Lewis has written books about joy as well. A Grief Observed about the death of joy. So this kind of shows their love story through it all. So it's quite heartwarming, and it'll be quite a good book for people who are interested in romance, but also the connection they had, the intellectual connection, and also they were both committed Christians, and how they connected that way as well.
That sounds like a really interesting book. You know, I just found out myself that C.S. Lewis was actually born in Belfast. I didn't know that.
Yes, we claim him as Irish.
Absolutely, absolutely. And let's not forget the younger ones, John. What have you for children? What suggestion do you have for them?
Yeah, this is for younger ones, but I looked through this book myself because it's so beautiful. This is called Bible Infographics for Kids. And this is just a lovely hardback book, and it's just basically facts, information, infographics in a visually stunning way to depict them for kids. And it's a nice book to look through for the summer. Like some facts, like the hairiest baby in the Bible was Esau. Og was the tallest person. Deborah was the only female judge, and it gives references, you know, to the Bible verses where these come
from.
Sounds
really cool.
Yeah, so it's great even for adults. I've been looking through this myself, and you forget sometimes when you read the Bible all these unique and interesting facts. But it's great for kids to find out about the Bible in an interesting and unique
pulling little facts, little like things you would maybe not catch on to if you were just reading the scripture.
That's it, and it kind of compares them to modern day as well. Like, it would take 7.5 million soccer balls to fill up Noah's Ark.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or even
somebody
the
had
phrase,
to do the
a
math
leopard can't change its spots. It comes from Jeremiah 13.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah.
That is, I tell you what, I think I would enjoy that book even more than my kids. That sounds like a great book. Well, let's hope that we all have time over the summer to enjoy some of these really good books. And thank you so much for coming on today and telling us about your website. How can people order books from you? Just before I let you go, let us know how can they do that.
Yeah, so the website is chocsolace.ie. I'll just spell that. That's TEACHSOLAS.ie. They just go onto the website. They obviously just select any of the 300 titles we have, and it goes through an order form like most websites. If the value of their order is less than €25, there's a €3 shipping charge. But if it's more than €25, shipping is free.
That
and then we get them
amazing.
Out to them in a few days. And we're based in Ireland. We're wanting to bring Christian material to the Irish Christian churches. So that's what our aim is as a business.
Excellent. Well done, John. I know a lot of people who want to support your business, and I hope they're listening this morning. If not, I'll be sending out some text messages later today.
Thanks very much, Jackie.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I hope we can have you back again in the near future.
Very good. God bless.
God bless. That was John Moriarty from an online bookshop called Chuck Solace. It's TEACHSOLAS.ie. Be sure to check him out.
Spirit.
Do you have a student in your life studying for exams? It's hard to believe, but the Leaving Cert exams start next Wednesday. And if you have a student, you're probably aware of how to look after them in terms of, you know, their physical well-being. They need to eat. They need to sleep. All those things are important. But what about spiritually? Sometimes we forget that bit. And my next guest is from a group called Moms in Prayer and is going to share some ideas about how to pray for the students in our lives. I'm delighted to welcome Natalie Hand to the show. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Morning, Jackie. I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And let's just start off by talking a little bit about Moms in Prayer. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
So it's an international prayer movement for women. It's not just for moms. It's for any woman that has a heart to pray for children in schools. And our mission is that we would impact children and schools worldwide for Christ by gathering mothers to pray. And we encourage moms to meet together once a week for 1 hour to pray scripturally for their children and for their children's friends and for their schools and for the teachers and principals and administrative staff at the
lovely,
school.
Lovely.
And our vision is that every school in the world would be covered by two or more praying moms. So it's such a mighty vision, and it cannot be accomplished without Jesus.
Absolutely. And what a great vision it is. When it comes to exam times for students, what sort of things should we be praying for?
Well, in your introduction, you mentioned their health. And their you know, their physical well-being. But it's really important. I mean, it's been such a stressful year for the Leaving Cert students with all the chops and changes they've had, and being in school, being out of school, homeschooling. So it's really to pray that the Lord would give them the peace that passes understanding. I know there's such a high level of anxiety out there at the moment. I was actually talking to a guidance counselor the other day, and she said it's like a tsunami of children that have high anxiety at the moment.
So it's really to
pray, you know, the precious covering of Jesus on them, and that they would have peace that passes understanding.
Amen.
There's a wonderful scripture, you know, in Ephesians 4, verse 6 to 7, where it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace that passes understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." So we can take that scripture and actually pray our child's name into it, and pray that the Lord would give them the peace that passes understanding, that they would learn to give him all their worries and concerns, and that he would give them the peace that passes understanding and guard their hearts and minds in him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a very powerful scripture for moms and for everybody, really. Yeah,
it's really powerful. I know, like I always tell my kids, look, we're going to say a prayer to the Holy Spirit, and we're going to ask that, you know, all the things that you studied, because I think it's like a cheat to kind of just not study and then ask God to help you.
Absolutely.
What we're going to do is we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to recall to your mind all the things that you studied, so that when you're in that exam, you'll do just fine. And it's like, I feel like that's fair.
And the build up to exams as well, we have to pray that, you know, the Lord will give them the wisdom and knowledge and understanding and time management skills, and yes, that they will call to mind all the hard work that they've put in, and that the anxiety won't overwhelm them during the exams, and that they'll be able to have a clear head. And the Lord is able to do that. That's the amazing thing.
That is the amazing thing. You know, there's some really great promises and things to pray for, Natalie. Tell us how people can get in touch with you if they're interested in becoming a part of your group, Moms in Prayer.
Yeah, I'd really encourage people to do this. If you're a mom with a heart to pray for your children and your school and your teachers, you can get hold of us. You can look at the website, momsinprayer.eu, which is the European website. And then there's also an international website, momsinprayer.org. Or you can drop us an email. We're momsinprayerireland@gmail.com. And we would help give you all the tools that you need to start a group. But group sounds big, but really it's just two moms. You know, you only need to ask the Lord to help you find that one other mom that will pray with you, and you gather together for 1 hour a week to pray.
Excellent.
And cover your children. Yeah,
great work you're doing there. Thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
That's Natalie Hand, country coordinator for Moms in Prayer. You can go to momsinprayer.eu or email momsinprayerireland@gmail.com. Great idea. It's so important to be supporting our students, not just physically, but spiritually as well. Really thank Natalie for coming on today.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.